I had three conversations, same conversation, three times today about this. Hmm. So I think we're on the same wavelength. What does it take to do this? I want to focus on one aspect of it that I feel is required to do this, and it's patience, steadiness. So throughout the day, this conversation I had three times, all different people, was about particular situations, projects maybe, that involve people and money and resource, other resources and things. And I caught myself, I noticed myself saying the same thing each time. And overall it was, let's explore, let it go, and be. And that's hard for us to do, I feel. Especially when we're so passionate about serving, about what's the best thing for the person, the people involved, the ministry, the company, the community, all this kind of stuff, you know, like, what's the best, you know? And we all see it from our perspectives. We all see it, the best answer we see from our perspective, right? But Soma can have a whole different perspective than I can. But that's it for him. This is it, right here. And I'm like, no, this is it. And then JJ, no, this is it. And we have a triad of perspective. What's true? Right? That's when we need to honor our perspectives, each one, all three, and put them aside and be open and willing to receive divine consciousness, divine willingness, divine strength. It takes strength to stay still, right? Anybody raise their hand? Yeah. Yep. It takes strength to stay still. It's actually pretty easy to move. To jump. This is it. No, this is it. In staying still, we allow what's wanting to be birthed to be birthed. So one of the conversations I had today, somebody wanted to, we talked about the situation, and this person shared, well, I think this is happening, and this person should be notified this, and da 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 da. Okay, yeah. And then they started typing, and I'm like, whoa. What are you doing? Oh, I'm gonna email them. No. Why? But we agreed, right? We agreed on that perspective. I agreed on that perspective, but I see five or six more, at least. Oh, okay. And I could feel the urgency of this person wanting to do something, you know? And that's great. But does it have to be done right now? No. So I told them, usually, my first instinct is wrong. And they're like, yeah, but we agreed. Yes, we agreed. And it's usually wrong. It's usually the wrong thing to do. I'm not saying it's a wrong perspective, that you're seeing it wrong, or anything, that even what you're saying is wrong. No, but it is usually the wrong thing to do. There hasn't been enough space around it, time, stillness, patience, because that was our first instinct. So let's now explore. So we're exploring, and I'm sharing my perspectives, and this and that, you know, and you could feel this discomfort in this person. I want to do something. I totally understand. But this is my process. This is my process. I've learned, I'm learning to be better at it in all aspects of my life. So then we explored everything. They're like, okay, great. And I'm like, okay, now we got to step back from all that. Okay. And go to a higher place and look at it from there. Yes, we looked at all these pieces. We took them and we turn them around, open them up. Okay, put that down. You know, okay, now how does that rhythm relate to this one and that piece relate to that piece? You know, what's my perspective of it? What's your perspective of it? Now let's put that aside and let's go higher and look at it. Patience, stillness, being open to the divine wisdom. staying steady in that strength, knowing that something larger than what we're seeing is wanting to be birthed here now. That's true service to me. Not the doing, the being. So we talked about it some more, Now, okay, we have a whole different idea than we thought in the beginning. Yeah, right, yeah. That we agreed but didn't do, yes. Very different. Could you imagine if we did that thing without thinking about all this other stuff and then taking it higher? Yeah, that would not have been good. Yeah, yeah. See, it was wrong. Not that you were wrong or I was wrong or what we were feeling was wrong. That's the truth of what we see at this moment, right? Okay. No, stop typing. Well, what are we going to do? We should sleep on it. I think this person's head almost blew up. I was going like this. I was waiting for it to blow up. Oh. But we're going to sleep on it. What? Like, their face was like, what? Because it seemed so right, right? It brought clarity and understanding. We looked at everything. We were very, you know, diligent and everything. And that feels right, right? That feels right. Yes, and let's sit on it and see what's really calling to happen right now. Because if you step back and look at that situation, nothing needs to be done right now. It's not a fire waiting to be put out. So why rush into anything? It's our ego that says, something needs to be done about that. There's an injustice. There's a whatever it is. There's all these things that come out. You know, we need to calm those things and say, thank you for your perspective. And I'm going to open and be still for something higher. You know, it's the process. It's a process. And the more we do this, the better we get at it. And we have to fail. We have to allow ourselves to fail because that's when we learn. Oh, okay. But then even in that failure, we're moving forward in our process of doing this. Being patient, being still. Yeah. Opening to the divine. Using our divine strength in a cosmic way, here and now. So thank you for being with me in this process.